Episode number 1 of 444. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Perry Bowman. How's everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, 666. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. In English, influenced by popular culture, the number 666 has assumed a broader field of association with evil. We have heard that in the New Testament it is rather cryptically referred to as the number of the beast, and more recently it has become known as the number of the Antichrist. In this article we take part in a light-hearted mockery of this evil number, because we fear the identification of 666 with contemporary figures and objects. In such cases, the number 666 has completely lost its original biblical context and serves only to justify fear and hatred. This behavior is because it has something to do with Christians associating it with Satan and seeing it as a symbol of evil. In the case of Slanopas, who took the book of Revelation literally, this connection to 666 is not only an insult to his faith, but also to the faith of his own people. The Bible calls this number the sign of the beast, and people accept this sign by following and worshipping it. Whether it's something literal like a tattoo or not, it can also be identified with the political system that can decide for itself about its own life. By getting to know the book of Revelation and the mark of an animal of the Antichrist, we can rely more on Jesus' return. We see 666 repeating itself in our lives, and we are led to find the meaning of 666 as we see it all the time. Before we explore it further, here is a brief explanation of why the angel and the number 666 are everywhere. When the universe shows you the number 666, it tries to tell you to take a step back and reassess your life. She sends them to draw your attention to the fact that you have been feeling anxious lately. Let him who has no understanding understand this number, calculate the number of the beast, and it is 666, and it is 666. And let those who understand it calculate that it is a number for man, for this is called wisdom. But those who have understood this should calculate that the number of animals is 666 and that it is the number of people. If the number of the beast had been 616 instead of 666, Satan would have fought Jesus Christ and his word in the Old Testament. That is, there is no wisdom here, and there is no truth in the words of the Old Testament or even in the teachings of Jesus Christ. There is only the Word of God, the Word of Christ, and the wisdom that is here in us. Allow me to start by warning you that the number 666 is discussed in Revelation chapter 13 verse 18 and that it is not nearly what most people would have you believe. If you were to do an internet search for the numbers 666, you would find a lot of absurdities on this subject. There are tales of tragedies that took place on Highway 666, horror stories about houses with the address 666 as the street address, and fraudulent websites that claim to reveal for themselves what it really means. King James Version of Revelation chapter 13 verses 17-18 states that the number of animals is 666. According to the last book of the Bible, 666 is the name of a sea that originated from the Sea of Galilee, the land of Egypt, the Sea of Israel, and the Sea of Babylon. If Hebrew is translated as NRV or QSR, the letter number is added to 666, as is the number of animals. If you add up the equivalent numbers assigned to each letter, you get 666, the number of the animal. Note, if we use the Greek form mentioned, the value of the Hebrew equivalent of NRV QSR would be 616 instead of 666. If you take the number of animals found in several early biblical texts such as those of 616, you can translate them to 666. When Caesar and Nero transliterate the Hebrew NRWN QSR and then calculate the number of animals in their respective texts, these numbers are added to 666. The figures for the animals are also found at the end of some earlier biblical texts. This change from 616 to 666 can be explained by the fact that the historical reference was originally based on Emperor Nero. There is a variant of 616 that appears in the New Testament version of the Bible instead of 666, but there is no evidence that this variant appears instead as 666. To solve the isosceles and equate Nero with 666, we must use the full name Caesar Nero in Greek. When Nero's name Neron Emperor was taken and translated into Hebrew, the number of animals was 666. The number 666 is a Hebrew letter that spells the name of an evil despot who tarred Christians and nailed them to the stake and burned them at night to illuminate the streets of Rome. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Perry Bowman. Adios.